You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
We have Rhonda Thompson Benjamin joining us. She is a counseling psychologist that's really going to guide us through how we manage things like this. Welcome once again to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me again. I have mixed emotions this morning because of what is happening in our society.
Yeah.
But I'm also very happy that we have the opportunity to discuss some of these things that are affecting us deeply.
And just like Alicia Keys said a little while ago, it's a new day. So we're trying to, you know, make better choices. All right.
Yes, definitely.
So let's start with the first one. Why do people sometimes struggle to manage emotions like anger or frustration?
So again, after a weekend with such tragedy, it's important for us to understand emotional regulation. And let me start by saying condolences to the family and by extension to Trinidad and Tobago, because many persons are affected. Now, people struggle with emotional regulation for a number of reasons. Many times in the Caribbean context, we are not taught about emotions and how to manage them. So many times people struggle to express it in healthy ways. And many times, anger is the most common or acceptable emotion in the Caribbean context. So there are some persons that do have healthy coping mechanisms. Others only express it through aggressive behaviors. And then there are others who ignore it. Now, what we know about emotions is that we cannot ignore it. It is expressed. It comes out in different ways. We experience it deeply. And, you know, what is important is for us to even reflect on why it is a struggle. And many persons, we are going through complex traumatic situations on a daily basis. And because of that, our nervous system is in constant shock. So we have our immune system going through a lot. And because of that, it's difficult to access those critical thinking parts of our brains. So we are always in constant aggression. Yeah, we are hypersensitive. And, you know, due to so many factors, persons tend to struggle deeply with emotional regulation.
Now, understanding emotional regulation, what it is, and how do we emotionally regulate?
Yeah, I think those are very important questions. Emotional regulation is the ability to understand, manage, and respond to your emotions in healthy ways. So many times, persons have... they might understand it, but they may struggle to manage and respond in healthy ways. So it involves recognizing those feelings and controlling impulsive reactions. And again, if we look at the climate in TNT, adults, children are struggling with impulsive behaviors, even if we look at our schools. So it's important for us to find constructive ways to manage. And one of the things that we can do is to realize that only you are responsible for your emotional reactions. Now, all feelings are important. You have to feel anger. You have to feel frustration. You have to feel fear, because that is what protects us. So I am not saying to not experience these emotions, but we need to adopt effective strategies such as taking a slow, deep breath. How many times do we really stop and calm our nervous systems down by stopping to take deep breaths? You know, what about pausing and stepping away from the situation briefly at work? You're struggling. Sometimes we need to take a pause just so that our system is regulated and we are able to make better decisions. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or even therapist. Many times we believe nobody could tell me what I'm going through. I could handle it. I don't need anybody to let me know about these things. But we are social beings. And sometimes just getting it off, talking about your challenges, that helps in terms of managing those emotions. You may say, I don't have anybody to talk to. But journaling, it takes the stress off of your mind and put it, it somehow compartmentalizes stress, so you are able to see things clearly and you begin planning and problem solving. So engaging in physical activities, TNT, we need to start to move. It helps in terms of releasing those happy hormones so that we feel a bit more regulated. So, you know, these create spaces between the emotions and allowing for more thoughtful responses.
So are you suggesting we have a few more carnivals slotted into the year so that we get moving?
The thing is, we have to be able to. What works for you may not work for me. So some persons may decide, you know, let me go to gym. Other persons may say, you know, let me walk in my neighborhood. So it depends on what works for you. You have to figure that out. You have the tools. Now it's about applying the tools, TNT.
What are some of the healthy ways to calm ourselves during emotional moments?
So, you know, as I would have responded to, you know, alluded to that question before, it's about acknowledging and naming that emotion. So somebody gives you a bad drive. The first emotion is anger. But can we pause to consider, what else am I feeling? Is it that I am fearful? Naming that emotion could change our response. So instead of now chasing this car on the highway that may cause more stress to other drivers and may result in even accident, label that emotion. Stop. Yes, I'm feeling angry, but I'm also feeling sad. I'm feeling fearful. Now, if you are sad and you are fearful, now you would decide, you know what, let me call up a friend, yes, to tell them how scared I am. So it's about pausing, acknowledging those emotions. Know your tools. What works best for you? Is it that after work, I really need to drive to the beach and watch the waves? What do I need to do? Do I need to go log on to Freedom and listen to some music? What do I need to do to help me to remain calm? And if you have struggled in identifying the tools and you realize it's affecting your day-to-day function, then you need to reach out for that and additional support through accessing psychological services.
Can I ask a question? Do you think that we know how to name emotions? Is it that we just know about, like, only these three, fear, anger, etc.? Is there a language that we need to learn?
Definitely. And the thing is, again, in the Caribbean context, we do not take the time to teach these emotions. So many times our children are growing up, they become adults. And these are the only three emotions they could identify. If you ask an adult, what are you feeling? I don't know why I'm feeling. No, I'm just mad. I'm just angry. And, you know, this begins in childhood. So the parents who are listening, learn emotions for yourself so that you can model it. You can name it. So your children now have the tools to deal and manage stressors.
And what are some of the healthy ways? How can parents model these emotions? Because you just talked about that, emotional regulation for their children. What does that look like?
Now, your child is forming their view of what the world is. What is acceptable and what is unacceptable. So if parents in the home, caregivers in the home are unable to manage their stressors, children will now learn that it is okay to use aggressive, violent behaviors, to not think things through. So parents should stay calm when addressed in difficult situations. Parenting, you were talking a little bit about that before, right? Some parents do not know themselves how to manage their emotions. So it's difficult when talking about difficult situations, but staying calm, acknowledging your emotions, taking a breath before you deal with it, it matters, right? Again, acknowledge and name the emotion so that your children can see. I feel frustrated right now, so I am going to take a deep breath. So you name the emotion, And then you name the coping skill that you are going to utilize. And then you would see your children slowly beginning to practice some of these things. You know, encourage your children to talk about their feelings without judgment. You know, your child comes, you know, mommy, daddy, I felt frustrated today. You have nothing to worry about. You know, long time we had so many things to study. Well, a little happy. You know, but it's about listening to your child without judgment. That opens another coping skill in terms of being able to talk about your challenge. Because if you don't allow children to talk about it, again, they internalize it. And many times this can be seen in their violent behaviors, bullying, low self-esteem. So our children need a sounding board. Apologize as a parent. Woo! This is a big one. Apologize when you make a mistake. They learn now that it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes can be rectified. And they learn now that even when they make mistakes, it doesn't mean that they are a mistake. Yeah? So yeah. Modeling these healthy behaviors are very, very important.
And finally, how can someone contact Equilibrium Counseling Services for support?
You can contact us via 376-3760, 376-3760. And you can also email us at equilibriumcounselingservices@gmail.com. You can reach out to us via Instagram and Facebook. So this allows individuals, couples, families to receive the professional guidance to help in emotional regulation.
Well, Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking your time. We're very close to 12 o'clock and I will see you next week.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.